SAA says it will release further information later. The city of Cape Town says firefighters are struggling to put out a large vegetation fire in the Khayelitsha area due to thick smoke. The fire is burning near TR section. Fire spokesperson Jermaine Carlson says a significant area has been destroyed. The extent of the damage is yet to be determined. Carlson says no property is in danger. We'll of course keep you updated on developments around that story. Several roads in and around the Newtown Cultural Precinct in Johannesburg CBD will be closed off to traffic from tomorrow morning. This in preparation for the New Year's Eve celebrations to be held at the Mary Fitzgerald Square. The road closures will take effect from 5 p.m. tomorrow to 5 a.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of January 2020. Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Wayne Minna has more details.
Former master of the Mpumalanga High Court, Bina Masuku, and his alleged boyfriend, Elvis Hosiamang, were both arrested by the Hawks for allegedly defrauding beneficiaries of their estate money amounting to 1.7 million rand.
We apologize for the incorrect sound played there. Meanwhile, an important message to all who are ringing in the new year over the next 2 days, so please take note. The NSPCA is urging the public to be responsible when discharging fireworks to welcome in the new year and be mindful of animals. There's been cases in the past where animals, especially dogs, have been injured. NSPCA spokesperson Meg Wilson elaborates.
Particularly birds who flee from their nests during this time out of fear and often leave their fledglings or baby birds behind. Dogs are particularly sensitive to firecrackers and they often go into fight or flight mode. This means that dogs need to be in a secure environment where they can't escape their homes, to be made to be comfortable, to put soft music on to reduce the noise impact of the firecrackers.
And finally, Hollywood actor Zac Efron has confirmed reports that he was hospitalized in Papua New Guinea. Efron fell ill while shooting a survival reality show. It had been reported that the 32-year-old Efron was then flown by helicopter for treatment in Australia after contracting a bacterial infection, possibly typhoid, while shooting the Killing Zac Efron series. On his official Twitter account, Efron said he was back home in the U.S. Well, we're very happy to hear that, Mr. Efron. Another look now at the top story at 11. SAA says it has cancelled flights between Johannesburg and Mauritius due to bad weather. For 5 News, I'm Erin Fox.
M5FM 2019 had it all.
Have a great new year.
From the biggest headlines.
Here it is, the Springboks, champions of the world.
To the hits. Relive the year with 5FM's Top 100 of 2019. New Year's Day from 10 a.m. Join us on the 5th.